Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now.
Hello, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
That's my favorite.
Yes, Heather, welcome. Spill the tea. Are you ready to just pour it out all over?
I am so ready.
Look, she's British too. I love it so much. That was beautiful, Heather. First question is, do you even drink tea?
I do. I do drink tea in the evenings.
What's your favorite?
Ooh, I like a lemon ginger zinger.
Ooh. Oh, she's fancy.
I've never had that one before.
I don't know what a zinger is, but it sounds lovely.
I know.
Sounds like it's got some zing to it.
Did it.
Okay.
Oh, my
heavens. Bless our hearts.
Well, yeah. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Since we just had an episode on Monday talking about, maybe I should not do the British accent right now. So on Monday, we talked all about body image and such, but you did say something that was interesting to me. You said you were a fitness instructor at one point. I am curious, do you still like to work out? And what is your favorite type of workout?
Oh, I love to work out. I taught spin and kickboxing and a number of things for a long time, even through my pregnancies, actually. So I was like the woman who, you know, had the big belly and was trying to like lean forward on the spin bike. I'm getting older, y'all. And so I'm starting to do more weight training, which I really don't like. I prefer cardio, but I have found I should probably get a kickback or something from mentioning this, but there's a woman named Lindsay who has a YouTube channel called Nourish, Move, Love. And she does like weight workouts, like functional strength training. And I've been really into those for the last like 3 or 4 months. She's not, I don't know, some of those instructors are just like, you know, do it for your hot body kind of thing. And just the messaging is just not helpful to me and my body image issues. But she's really great. She's just all about the strength. I think she's a believer. So I've enjoyed doing that
lately.
I'm going
to have to check her out because I love to lift weights so much. That's my favorite thing, even though I haven't done it in a year and a half. I said I was going to start this year.
We'll see if it actually happens.
You know, well, I kind of want to do it too. So,
and say it again. Say it Nourish.
Nourish, move love.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, you're talking about that you're getting older, and I'm noticing that you have on a sweatshirt. I think it's a birth year sweatshirt. Obviously, nobody else can see it but us.
I can't see the final date on it.
What is it?
So this is the knockoff Taylor Swift shirt that our church did. Isn't that hilarious?
Stop
it. Says, it says 1986 on it, but that's the year our church was founded.
Oh my
goodness. I honestly didn't even know it was a knockoff Taylor Swift shirt until my daughter was like, how'd you get a Taylor Swift? Oh, no, that's not it.
I didn't even realize that was a thing, a knockoff Taylor Swift shirt.
Yeah, because she's what, 1984. And so, and I think this was the replica of that. So, not my birth year.
The birth year of a church.
I just saw that
Jenna has a 1985 sweatshirt. And that's the year I was born as well, like both of us. And so I'm like, well, now I want one of those too.
They are super cute. It's funny because most of the time people don't want to tell people their age, but now it's like, let's just put it on a sweatshirt so everybody knows what year we were born.
For sure.
So y'all, like a thing. I turned 50 this year.
No.
And it is the weirdest thing. Yes, I turned 50.
No, girl, you don't look it.
Do you have any wrinkles? Thank you.
Look at those. That's why my next book is
like
aging.
Up her eyebrows, trying to make them.
As you picked up your eyebrows, but when you don't pick up your eyebrows, I don't see wrinkles. Well, good for you, girl. You good. Are you doing anything exciting for your 50th birthday?
I don't know. We don't have any plans yet.
That's a big birthday.
Milestone birthday.
It is. Mm. And my husband actually is the exact same age as me. So his birthday is 1 month before. So we need to go
on a vacay.
Yeah.
You got to celebrate.
Get away. Go to the ocean or go to Europe or, you know.
Europe.
Just start getting.
Jessica dreams big.
Ocean and Europe.
Ocean and Europe. You can do all that right in Europe. Okay. Next question for you. Mm-hmm. So you have probably done a whole lot of diets in your life, tried a whole lot of diets. What is the worst diet that did not work for you? Like, or made you feel horrible?
Yes. Well, yes. Okay. I love this question. So a vegan.
Oh, I've done it too.
My doctor actually put me kind of on a vegan diet. Well, first of all, I tried to make all these recipes and they were horrible. Like, we normally make our kids eat whatever like is made and set before them. But like, this was the one meal that my husband took a couple bites and he was like, "You don't have to eat this, kids."
That is hilarious.
So that was a huge fail. Right. I went, so I went 21 days and then went back to the doctor for more blood work. Yeah. And she was like, well, I should also say that by the time I got back to the doctor, I was ready to chew on my hand.
Right.
Like, it was the weirdest sensation, but I like literally was tempted to chew on my own thumb.
Oh my gosh.
And so the doctor was like, "You know, it's really strange. Like, your blood work is so much worse after 21 days. It's supposed to get better. It's so much worse." And I was like, "Yes, because I need meat. I must have meat." Like, I could have told you this about myself. And so I started eating meat again and everything was good.
Oh my heavens. Yeah, I had to do vegan for a little bit. I tried that back when I first got diagnosed with my autoimmune. So we were trying like everything.
Yep. And that was me too.
It's a hard one. It's really hard.
I couldn't do that. Says the one who eats mostly low to no carb and mostly meat all the time.
And eggs and cheese.
Hey friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful. And we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Oh, I have another question. It's random though. Okay. So you've written a lot of books. Tag, make sure that you go read Heather's books, okay? But what is your dream book that you haven't written yet? If you could write anything, what would you write and what would it be about?
Yeah, it's the one I just tried to sell and no one bought it. So I'm going to keep trying. Maybe one of these days. So I would love to write I'd love to write a fiction book, but I just don't know that I've been given that skill set. So we'll see.
I want to too, but I don't know that I have either.
Or like a Hallmark movie, like a really good Hallmark movie. I'd love to be able to write that.
Yeah.
But I did some research a couple years ago about really going beyond body image, just about like image in general. And I read a book called Quiet by Susan Cain about like introverts. And I would love to just dig into like the whole like cult of image, if you will. Like, you know, it used to be like in the early 1900s that people were valued for traits like being trustworthy and reliable and honest, right? Mm-hmm. And then Dale Carnegie came in with How to Win Friends and Influence People. And then celebrities came in like the 1950s and we started focusing more on outward appearance. Right. But this is like a relatively new thing, like 100 years old, where we've been focused on outside appearance instead of traits. So I would love to just, I don't know, dig into that more. I don't know if that even made any sense. That's probably why the book didn't sell to any publisher. They were like, "We don't get that." but
no,
you know, just
fascinating.
No, I think there's really cool.
There was one thing in particular in the Quiet book where she talks about, you know, just how like there's certain environments where you have to be an extrovert. You are not allowed to be an introvert. And one of the environments she talks about is church. Mm-hmm. You know, just with our like, you know, shake hands with people around you and you've got your like peppy greeters at the door. Well, for the introvert, it's like, I just want to kind of slide in and check things out without having to shake hands with 47 people. So that really got me thinking about, you know, just the emphasis we put on being that kind of person. And I think really in real life, I think I am more of an introvert who has been taught that the way I will be popular or accepted is to be more of an extrovert. Wow. So I think I've like altered myself in that way. So anyway, I don't know. That's my fun dream.
No, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Actually.
Do it.
I like it.
Yes. You should do it.
go she write tried. That book and self-publish
she
it.
She did write it. Oh, yeah.
I'll try. Oh, that is the one you wrote.
Well, I wrote enough to try to get a book deal.
Oh, to get a book deal.
But if you're a publisher and you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening. Call her.
For sure.
Sounds very cool.
I love that. I need it. Well, Heather, thank you for being on our Spill the Tea. Spilled a lot of tea and it was good.
It's been so lovely.
Oh, yes. We're going British.
Yes. As we do on Spill the Tea. Thursdays.
On Thursday, Heather, as we leave today, will you just give us your best British accent and just tell us something, I don't know, anything interesting.
Well, all I can think of is My Fair Lady, how in Otford, Edifford, and Hampshire, Hurricanes hardly ever happen. I think she puts the H just on the E.
That's
I'm here for
it. That's great. That's so great.
Well, thank you, Heather, so much. And until next time, everyone.
Bye for now.
Toodaloo. Toodles. Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.